All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Janice, so you're looking for a gentleman by the name of Dale, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, you know, he's a great guy. I met him online. Mm-hmm. We texted back and forth.
Yeah.
Honestly, things were great. You know, when we met up, the date was great. We just quietly hung out at my sister's place, ordered takeout, watched a movie. Like, it was really fun.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get it. Like, ever since then, he hasn't gotten back to me. The only thing I can think of,
mm-hmm.
like, this is the one thing.
Okay.
I did order pizza with pineapple.
Oh!
So I hope, yeah, I know. Well, I like it, so please don't tell me you're also one of those pizza purists.
No. I mean, but I could see that being, some people are weird. I honestly don't care. I'm not going to die on that hill, I guess, but some people would be willing to do it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not like that. I love it. It's my favorite.
Anyway, okay, so Janice, you hang on. We'll call him for you next, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, second date update on the 10s. All right, I like this. We talked to Janice because she was honest with us from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
She said she went on a date with this guy, Dale, and she's like, look, this might be the thing that he's not into. She ordered pizza for their date, and she got pineapple on hers. We're going to call him. Hopefully he picks up. And if that's it, I'm sure we'll let him do the ordering for you thing if you're amenable to that. And I bet you can win him over, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, stay quiet. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dale?
It is.
Perfect. So, Dale, my name is Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain why we're calling you?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, beautiful. This will be really quick. Basically, we got a phone call from a lady who you know who wanted us to ask you out on a date on her behalf. And I'm going to tell you the girl's name. It's not going to be a surprise type of thing. If you say yes to this date, we will let you pick wherever you want to do the date. You name the restaurant, you name the day, you name the time that you're free. We'll pay for the meal, we'll pay for the drinks. Basically, all you got to do is show up, eat, drink to your heart's delight, and see if you hit it off with this woman.
Okay. Who is it?
Yeah, okay. So you already went out with her once. Her name is Janice.
Oh, God.
Okay, can I just, is it the, she told us about your date. Is it the pineapple on the pizza thing?
I mean, pineapple on pizza is gross as shit, so I mean, but no, that's not what the bad part was. The fact that she even thinks that could be the problem is another huge red flag. So she and I met online.
Uh-huh.
And we talked for a while and then moved to texting back and forth. And, you know, when we finally agreed to, you know, well, this is when we're going out. She's like, well, meet me at my sister's house. We'll just hang out and watch a movie. And that in and of itself is kind of weird as a first date, you know? So we get there and her sister's there and she introduces me to her sister. And as we're talking, these two kids come running out and they're like, oh, Auntie's watching us tonight. We get to do whatever we want. And instantly in my brain, I'm like, are we babysitting as a date, man? Like, is that what's happening here?
And what?
It's that moment of panic where you know, like, this can't possibly be happening. I am misinterpreting the situation. But no, that's exactly what was f-ing happening, man. She invited me to her sister's house to watch her sister's kids.
You didn't know about it?
No. I would not have ever agreed to that. How weird is that, you know? And look, it's not just weird for me. Like, it's strange on so many levels. Like, first, that's your first date. You know, it's weird that her sister is willing to let a stranger into her house while she's gone with her sister, who's obviously chaotic. You know what I mean?
Usually, like, when you have kids and somebody comes to babysit, you're always like, oh, they're going to invite their boyfriend over to have sex. Like, she literally was like, hey, I'm going to have a date while I'm watching your kids. And her sister was okay with it. That's so weird. Okay, well, listen, Dale, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is you don't have to do the date with Janice if that's the reason. Now, the bad news is Janice is on the phone right now. She's listening to everything you're saying.
I mean, she should know that this is crazy. So, I mean, I guess that's good that she's listening.
Janice.
Yeah?
You didn't think to mention to us about the fact that you guys were babysitting for your first date as being the thing that might have thrown him off?
I mean, I didn't think it was really that bad. He didn't seem to have a problem with it. I mean, we watched Coco, we ordered it, and like, it was fine.
Okay. I can't act like a dick in front of kids.
Well, I told you that we were going to be at my sister's house, so I don't know why you're acting like that.
Oh, yeah, you said we were going to meet at your sister's house. You didn't tell me we were going to be babysitting her goddamn kids.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I did tell you that, so I don't know what your problem is.
No, you f***ing didn't. I would have remembered, hey, do you want to come on a date and babysit people because I'm a psychopath and ask people ridiculous s***?
Good God.
I don't know what your problem is. I didn't know you didn't like kids and that you hate them so much. Like,
I don't hate kids. You f***ing tricked me into babysitting your sister's kids.
I did not trick you. I told you exactly what to expect. And honestly, my sister never gets to
wear a f***ing suit.
This would be a really cool way to have a date.
Babysit a stranger's kids.
Oh, Lord.
They're so mad at each other. So, wait. Okay, listen. This is an easy fix. It really is an easy fix.
Is it?
You know, it really is. The next date will be at a restaurant. Just Dale, just Janice, no kids. You guys get to know each other, and maybe we can fix this. What do you, Dale, it's on you, man. What do you think?
I think I know that she has a severe mental disorder now, and I don't want to do, doing it. No, that's crazy. That's insane.
You know what? That is fine. That is fine. You know why? I don't want to go out with someone who hates kids.
He doesn't hate kids.
Where did you get that he hates kids?
I mean, clearly he hates kids. We spent a night with kids, and he's so angry and mean. And
I don't think that's what he's
saying. First date is crazy. That is crazy.
You seemed cool with it when I told you. I don't even know what to say. Like, how can you
be? I definitely remembered if you told me. Guys, can you take the money that you would pay for a date and get her some therapy? This is insane. Oh,
wow, that is so rude.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332.